You are so strong, a man could hit you in the stomach, and it wouldn't hurt you. Harry was very strong, but more importantly, he knew what to do with his muscles so that he wouldn't get hurt when somebody hit him. It took a moment of preparation in tightening his stomach. So when the student asked if he could try hitting him, Harry said sure. Unfortunately, Harry wasn't really paying attention. Before he had a chance to prepare himself, the visitor started punching him really hard in the stomach. "Hey, stop that," the other people in the room gasped. "Are you insane?" Harry raised his hand, and the student stopped. "That will do," said Harry weakly. Harry was in a lot of pain. What he didn't know was that the man had accidentally ruptured Harry's appendix. Harry was in serious danger. But he still refused to cancel his shows. He was Harry Houdini. He wasn't going to let a little stomach pain keep him down. Harry performed his last show in Detroit on the night of October 24th, and then collapsed. Bess insisted on taking him to the hospital, and on October 25th, the doctors removed his appendix. Sadly, it was too late for Harry. He had developed a very bad infection from the injury. Harry fought to stay alive for several more days. Finally, he told his brother Theo, "I'm tired of fighting. I can't fight anymore." Those were his last words. Harry died on Halloween, October 31st, 1926. He was 52 years old. After a huge funeral, attended by thousands of people, Harry was buried next to his mother in Machpelah Cemetery in the New York City borough of Queens. For years, Bess tried to contact Harry's ghost. He had promised her that if it was at all possible to come back and talk to the living, he would find a way to contact her. He even told her a secret message that would let her know it was him for real. But the message never came. Bess lived for many more years, but she never forgot Harry, and she spent the rest of her life keeping his memory alive. So what was the magic of Harry Houdini really all about? How did he do his amazing tricks? Well, we do know about some of them. Metamorphosis and the milk can escape were mostly mechanical. Half the trick was in the apparatus he used. Even so, it would be hard and very dangerous to duplicate Harry's act. He really could have had a fatal accident doing most of his escapes. But it didn't matter to him. He loved performing, and he loved being famous. He also loved being the only person in the world who could do these tricks. Harry was born in a time of new discoveries and inventions. He loved the modern world, and his life showed that love, whether it was airplanes, movies, or the triumph of science over spiritualism. If he lived today, he would probably have been the first performer to have his own website, and he would be trying to figure out ways to escape from a space shuttle. As a young boy, Harry was one of the millions of people who came to America hoping to make their dreams come true. He spent his life following his dream and put all his energy into everything he did. He showed that anyone can do anything through hard work and believing in himself. There is a lot of mystery about Harry Houdini even today. People wonder, was there a big secret to his magic that nobody ever knew? Harry liked to make people think so. And some of his tricks are almost impossible to explain. But as Bess always said, it was never really about the tricks. Harry's magic was all in the man, Harry Houdini himself. This has been an Audible.com and Penguin Young Readers Group production. Music by Michael Whalen. Copyright 2002 by Tui T. Sutherland. Audio recording copyright 2008 by Penguin Group USA Incorporated.
Audible Kids hopes you have enjoyed this audiobook. For more like it, check out kids.audible.com.